The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. This morning, unfortunately, Gary's not with us. And, well, he's still with us. I didn't mean to say it that way. I apologize. He just isn't in studio today, but I do have the pleasure of having a guest in the studio today that I've known now for about 6 years. He and I met via kind of like a network club, I think, is how we actually met. And since then became friends, and he happens to be a, well, I'll let him introduce himself. I won't even say it yet. Go ahead, Paul. Tell him who you are.
Oh, thank you very much, Dana. I am Paul Lorenz. I am a farmer's insurance agent with an agency in Goodyear, Arizona. And we've been in the business as an agency for about 16 years, and I am very blessed. I love it.
So when I first met Paul, needless to say, I knew he was a farmer's agent, and he just thought I was probably a nutty person who was talking about cars and different stuff and how I could help people get cars without, you know, paying what they might normally pay and just protect and guide them. And I don't know if he remembers, but I remember the first time I helped him, and it wasn't actually buying a car. He had a Toyota Camry that he'd had for many years, and it served him well, and he's kind of a, I would say, a conservative gentleman overall, not that flamboyant type. And ultimately, he'd had a little damage that had occurred on the fender of the vehicle, and it just didn't look right. Otherwise, the car was still very clean. And so I suggested that he go see someone that I knew that would probably not only do a great job, but also, of course, be a great value. And that's the first time I helped you. Do you remember that?
I remember it well.
And did they do a good job?
They did a fantastic job. They did a marvelous job. They, because this, I have done business with Dana a couple different times, and it's been a pleasant experience. So can I tell them a little bit about my experience with you?
I think it's okay. Jeremy, is it okay?
Thank you, Jeremy.
We got the thumbs up from Jeremy. He can.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, you've helped me with beyond that, two transactions or two vehicles that we actually leased. A few years ago, we did the 2015 Camry. Oh, and I tell you what, folks, one of the things that you took off the table for me was the aggravation of spending hours haggling in a, well, you know what I mean, just that aggravation of going to a car dealership and going in there wanting one thing and maybe coming out with not the price you wanted to pay, not the vehicle you necessarily wanted. So Dana asked me the questions, said, I'll go find a car for you. And he found a 2015 Camry SC, and awesome car, got a better deal on it than I thought I was going to get. And we went to the dealership where he had made the arrangements. I think we were in and out of there in an hour and a half, and most of it was because we were just taking time checking the car out. So my wife loves him. I love him. He's fantastic. Now, most recently, we did the 2018. Same scenario. He did all the work. We even, you have to forgive me, I even went to a Toyota dealership, and I was so disappointed. being that I've had a great experience with you and spending hours upon hours and no one really listening to what I wanted. And, of course, you listened very well, Dana, and got us another car that we just think does a, well, it's an awesome 2018 Camry, so SE. So thank you.
It is a lovely car. And Paul's also been kind enough to refer some of the nice people that are his clients. And I've helped some of them in a few different ways. One elderly couple that couldn't drive anymore. And unfortunately, a gentleman had passed away. It took, I think, over a year of phone calls between the son and anyway, when all the smoke cleared, I can assure you that even though he was in California and I was here, they were able to have both their vehicles sold for far more than they, well, as much as they could have hoped for. And I took care of that for them and a few other nice people that are his clients. But today I wanted to really kind of talk about some of the different things that happen in insurance-related circumstances as it relates mostly to cars. You know, as an example, people, unfortunately, it happens, they get in accidents. And when they do, you know, typically they're going to call the police, I assume, and perhaps, you know, start the process that way. Sometimes, and I'll just give you a little tidbit, if you just barely tap someone or tap each other, you really want to think about whether or not you want to call the police and get the police involved. I've driven down the road, you know, heading in different directions, and I've seen people stopped, and I can see that the two cars have no damage, but they're sitting there waiting for the police to show up. Once a police report is generated that an accident has occurred, you have a bad Carfax. And I'm not suggesting that you don't call the police or that, you know, you don't use good judgment, but what you do could certainly impact you far greater than you may know. As it relates to when someone gets in an accident, what typically happens on the insurance side of it, because I've never been, you know, in the real hands of, you know, trying to help.
Well, most people will try to call the police, and it's not necessarily the right first thing to do unless it's severe, and that's what you're alluding to. But what a lot of people don't realize is, number one, that when you do call the police, typically someone's going to be listed at fault. And we do also, we have a comparable fault state. So sometimes we can be involved in an accident where we feel we're clearly not at fault, and we could be assessed some comparable fault once the insurance companies kind of battle it out. But once you have that, once you have 51% determination that you're at comparable fault, you now get hit with an upcharge on your insurance that can be quite hefty.
Depending on, you know, your driving record, depending on other variables, you know, it's a circumstance where, of course, you need to, again, you know, just be responsible and think through. Some of the things that, you know, I think about when helping people and trying to guide them is I think a lot of people are underinsured and not necessarily that they have to spend a lot of more money to get a lot more insurance. But as an example, if I were to buy a policy through Farmers, through your agency, and I purchased a brand new car, and ultimately, let's say it was a Toyota Camry SE 2018 for argument's sake. And for whatever reason, let's say I was minding my own business, I'm at a stoplight, and someone kind of smashes into the side of my vehicle, and they have insurance, but am I entitled to get original equipment from the manufacturer, replacement parts on my almost new car that just got hit, or am I not?
No, most insurance companies will not do that.
Please listen to what he's about to say.
So what you need to do is when you're sitting down with your insurance agent, make sure you ask for the OEM endorsement.
Did you understand that's the OEM endorsement, original equipment from the manufacturer endorsement? And as a general rule, Paul, I know there can't be a set amount per se, but how much would you say that might add to someone's annual policy to specify that you don't want what could be aftermarket, remanufactured, or salvaged parts. You want the real thing. How much is that about a year on average?
$30 to $40 more a year.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? $30 to $40 more a year to guarantee that you get original equipment from the manufacturer, replacement parts in the event that you're in an accident. Now, I gave a scenario where I was hit in this accident, but it wouldn't make any difference. Whether you were being hit or hitting someone is really not the point. The point was what he just clearly stated. Most policies do not provide for original equipment from the manufacturer parts because it's much cheaper for them to buy those other garbage parts. And they weren't built or designed for the car. Some are better than others, and I'm not going to get into that semantics part of it. But hear what he just said. For almost nothing, you can know that you're going to have that coverage. Now, I think the state minimal requirements for quote, quote, full coverage is called 15-30-10 for comp, collision, and property damage, I think, or maybe, well, you say it. Say it how it's supposed to be.
Okay, so full coverage is going to be the state minimums at $15,000, $30,000, and $10,000 in property damage. The comp and collision coverage, glass, towing, and rental car. That's what we call typically full coverage.
Okay, so can you maybe just say that one more time, nice and slow?
Sure. So $15,000, $30,000, that's for your bodily injury. $10,000 for property damage, comprehensive coverage, collision coverage, glass coverage, rental reimbursement, and roadside service, all lumped into that.
So as an example, and this is a really important one, so please listen, is underinsured and underinsured motorist coverage standard on someone's policy, and why might they want to have it, and how much more might it cost?
Okay, so you all should have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, and it's not that expensive. So very little to cost.
And so for now, special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships for their support of our show. Appreciate them supporting us for many years. A lot of wonderful people that work there. Highly recommend, of course, that you reach out to either Gary, and with Gary not being here today, I feel kind of bad, but he's here in spirit, I promise. And don't forget, his number is 602-525-1370. Again, that's 602-525-1370, or you can reach me, Dana, at 602-679-8324. And Paul, could you tell him how to reach you?
Sure. Best way to reach me is my office. That's
623-925-9411. The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Dana Southern. Today I have a guest in the studio. His name is Paul Lorenz. He is a farmer's insurance agent who's owned his own agency out in, I'm going to say it wrong because it's Goodyear, but it's like 155th. Why don't you tell them the address?
Sure. It's at 15655 West Roosevelt Street in Goodyear, Arizona.
And, of course, they provide a lot of different services. And perhaps before we finish, I'll let Paul share some of those with you. But for now, I kind of want to stay on the topic. When I mentioned the uninsured and underinsured motorist, you know, Paul 100% of the time recommends to his clients as a good agent that they, of course, purchase that. And the problem, I think, for many people, and not, you know, perhaps some of our listeners are not in a situation where they're as exposed, so to speak, to this, because I think our listeners overall are pretty affluent, educated, intelligent individuals. But a lot of the times with, you know, younger people and with, I think, policies, whether they're online or whether they're through these, you know, where you can package them, they're not telling you some of the things that you arguably need to know, in my opinion, and I assure you Gary would agree with me 100%. He's not here, but I know he'd agree that you need to understand these things because, God forbid, you're in an incident and you have this type of coverage and you don't have uninsured and uninsured motorist coverage and something happens, that's a problem. And I want to take it to the next step where, Paul, if someone has, you know, a good driving record, they're with a preferred company like Farmers, and they buy a policy and they decide instead of getting, as an example, the 15-30-10, which is the state minimal requirement that we talked about earlier, what if they wanted to get 100-300-100 or 100-350? How much more per year on average for a preferred customer would that cost them in insurance premium? Educated guess.
150, maybe 200 a year, maybe.
Did you hear that? So to take your insurance and raise the liability protection and comprehensive protection and property damage protection up to 10 times what the state minimal requirements are is how much?
$150 to $200 a year.
About, right?
Well, yeah. It depends.
And so if you think about hearing that out loud, now if you have a really bad driving record, that's not true. And so I want to make sure it's clear that this, I'm describing someone that has a preferred driving record and no issues in that scenario. If you have, you know, if you're just, you know, have some issues, you still would want to look into raising the coverages up and how much it would cost just to have far more coverage for very little cost. All right, now I'm going to throw another one. $1 million umbrella. because, you know, you think about things and assets and things like that. So for the person that has that state minimal coverage, for, you know, what he just said was maybe $15 a month, worst case scenario, it could be 10 times as good. Then for, we put $1 million umbrella on us to protect us. And how much does that cost?
$200 a year, maybe.
Did you hear that, Jeremy? Did you hear that? He didn't hear it. He's actually away. He didn't hear it. He looked at me. He's like, nope, I didn't hear it. But think about that. To have, for, in my opinion, a very small amount of outlay, what a tremendous benefit of coverage. And I would hope that, you know, for the people that are in a position that, you know, and I'm sure there's bigger policies too. I'm just giving an example of things that perhaps should consider. What about accidents and, like, as a, you know, he's the agent himself, right? So when someone has an accident, obviously there's a claims division that, and can you kind of explain how that process works, if just so I understand it?
Sure. So we encourage our clients to get in touch with us because we like to do a little hand-holding and answering questions, and also to let them know what they can anticipate, because as smoothly as we try to make that claims process be, it's still a disruption. It's still a pain in the tail end, right? So what we do is we will first get the facts of what happened, ask them if they have a police report, so ask if anyone's been hurt. Ask if they need help getting from wherever they are to wherever they want to be, because their car may be disabled. We then reach out to farmers. We get a hold of the claims department. We may do that on their behalf. Initially, we will do that. And if they want to call them themselves, we'll certainly connect them. And then they go ahead and make a statement to the claims adjuster that answers the phone, and the claim is started.
You know, by the way, let's talk about that statement real quick. It wasn't even going to be on my mind until he mentioned it, but never fib. It's a very important thing that I will guide you. Certainly describe everything to the best of your ability as accurately and truly as you possibly can. I cannot emphasize enough how important that is. Paul, can you tell him why?
Well, first of all, it's recorded. That's
a big one.
And
they're listening.
And they are listening. It also can be used, if the case goes to court or arbitration, that also it can be used as part of that case. But typically, you want to make sure that you give them the clear facts, because, first of all, they want to help you. If you're fibbing, it's hard to help you when you're not telling the complete truth.
That makes sense when you say it out loud. Now, lately, and it's become, you know, it's always existed, it's always been a real thing, but diminished value after a car has been in an accident. Now, they don't offer any kind of like a policy that you can buy for something like that, do they?
They do have one. Yes, they do.
Did I get lucky? Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Well, we have a... First of all, we'll do a gap coverage. That's one we will do. And we'll also have what we call a new car pledge policy that offers up to 110% of the original purchase price of the vehicle.
So, and we're going to come back to this, I can assure you. But as an example, with diminished value, it's sometimes, you know, it's hard to prove, right? Because that was how, at least from my perspective, not being in insurance, in the old days, that's how they basically won not paying. They're like, prove it. You'd have to essentially go sell your car and lose the money or take them to court. Well, how do you take the insurance company to court? His motions are agreeing, I assure you, with what I'm saying. But now, you know, they are, because it is a reality, paying, not when they're not asked, of course, and certainly not when it's kind of a difficult thing. If you don't understand how something works, then it's very difficult to know how to work within that system. And unfortunately, you know, myself, I'm not an expert in insurance. I am around it. I kind of understand it a little bit, but it's something that's so important. And just in the short time that we've spent, it's been quite clear that some decisions might be really good ones that wouldn't cost much. Special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 and West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Dennis Lundy's team there do a great job, and their new Mitsubishi dealership directly behind, also an awesome place to do business. We'll be back after a short break.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders. Once again, I'm Dana Southern. Gary, my dear friend, is not here today, but Gary Green, always available to assist. His phone number is area code 602-525-1370. I'll repeat that, 602-525-1370. You can reach him by email at gary@yourcarinsiders.com, but it's really best and easiest to reach him by phone. That's what he always says. I think he means it. Anyway, from there, I still have Paul in the studio, and I'm very grateful for you for coming in because, well, I didn't want to be alone. That's not the only reason. But more importantly, as we were talking about the diminished value part, do you find yourself having to, I'm going to talk about subrogating. And so can you explain that so that it's done properly? Thank you.
Sure. Subrogation process, it's when I usually encourage folks to use their insurance mainly because of the claims, how well the claims department works. But what subrogation is, we stand in your shoes so you don't have to go hire a lawyer. So let me give you an example. Let's say We're driving along going to the airport, and someone runs into us. They are at fault. However, you're running into a little resistance with the other insurance company because they're saying, well, you're comparably at fault. You could have done this or the other to avoid the accident, and so you're kind of running into a hassle. So what I encourage people to do is let's go ahead and put that through Farmers. You run into the hassle. So I'll give an example. So this older gentleman was rear-ended here on the freeway at I-10, headed not too far from the office on Avondale Boulevard. And he was rear-ended by another insured. They were clearly at fault, but there were several other companies involved. So what Farmers did is they went ahead, took care of the claim, and then they went ahead and went after the other insurance company on his behalf to recover his deductible and anything that he had paid out, so he didn't have to do that.
By the way, I hope you heard that part in there about the deductible, because often I just was guiding a client that was hit, and part of my guidance was, you know, for now, you know, don't worry about paying the $500 deductible because they're going to get it back for you. And 99 out of 100 times they will. I'm sure there's got to be some exception to the rule, but they're going to get it back when they, and they're protecting your interest. There was something that hit me that we had talked about just before coming on the air, and I wanted to, it'll come back. My ADD has not gotten any better in all the years I've been doing this, for sure. But as it relates to gap insurance, and we talk about that, when you provide that, it's a little bit different than when dealerships provide it. And there are most insurance companies, I believe, do offer a form of gap insurance. And I'm not familiar with all the different ones. I was familiar with Allstate's because I happened to go into an agency and ask them exactly what it was. And I thought, well, that's not very good. And I won't even tell you what that was, but that was just my opinion at the time. It could be a completely different product today. I don't know. But when people purchase a vehicle, obviously the dealerships typically try to charge a pretty substantial sum for gap insurance. Gary and I, of course, protect that number very effectively, but it's a different product than is essentially being offered by the insurance company. And I'll try to be quick in that typically dealer purchase gap insurance not only will cover up to 150% of the value of the car, but it also will pay your insurance deductible. And that's something that is different than if you, if I'm not mistaken, purchase the gap insurance through the agent. Can you help me understand that?
And I'd be more than happy to. And I think what you're alluding to is the right way to go. It all depends. I think what I've typically run into with not only ours, but with other insurance companies as well, it's limited in terms of the term, too. So maybe X amount of miles it'll cover before it will no longer be in effect, as well as the number of years.
So is that something that happens on the insurance side?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, see, and so he's telling you that, if you heard him, he's saying that, hey, you might want to consider buying dealer gap insurance. And he's right. We've explained it before. The problem is how much you pay for it. In that line alone, most people will pay more than my entire fee, more than they had to, or Gary's, just there. And it happens all the time. So gap insurance is designed to protect the consumer if there's a disparity between the value of the vehicle and what is owed on the vehicle. And the way it's kind of worded on that paperwork, it says, in the event the vehicle's totaled, irreparably damaged, they will accept the insurance company's check as payment in full for the balance of the vehicle, regardless of the amount, as long as it's insured in accordance with the requirements, you're not in default on your loan, and you haven't transferred the vehicle to a third party. We'll be back after a break.
Earnhardt Auto Centers is proud to announce the addition of Earnhardt Mazda. The team at Earnhardt Mazda, located at 15350 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale, is open to serve all Mazda owners and those who want a new Mazda. Come in today and let us walk you through our Mazda inventory, including new and used Mazdas with many different options. We are here to service all Mazdas and, of course, have genuine Mazda parts. Stop by the new Earnhardt Mazda today. Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders. Now, I'm not going to remind you of who I am again. You guys should know by now, but Paul Lorenz is here in studio with me today, and I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Dana.
I truly do, and I hope that the nice people are hopefully learning a few different things or maybe something that might help someone that they know. In the meantime, what was that thing we talked about just before we came in today?
Talking about the, I'm already forgetting. It's my old age.
We're both ADD, I'm afraid.
And this producer, yeah, I'm no help. I'm like, huh, what?
Okay, just so you know, we need Gary here for any kind of like possible like calm. But beyond that, I think it, oh dear.
Illusion shops. And
Yeah, that's what it was. And so we've explained lots of times on the air and just want to say it in front of an official insurance agent who is an official insurance agent, swear, you can take your car to any body shop you damn please.
That's right.
Is that clear?
That is very clear. And that's so, very correct.
And it's very correct. And so their preferred provider is, you know, is a choice that you can choose to make, but by God, is not a choice you have to make. You can take it anywhere you choose.
Right on.
Is that?
That is right on.
Okay. And so now, you know, maybe can you just kind of tell me a little bit how you got in the insurance business and all that kind of stuff? Tell a little bit about you.
Oh, sure. Love to. So before the insurance industry.
By the way, he's really, really smart. Don't be mad.
Well, I don't know about that, but
my opinion.
Thank you, Dana. Before I got in the insurance industry, I actually, I'm an engineer by background. And so I owned a manufacturing plant in electronics. It was a radio frequency application where anything that sends or receives a signal, we have a component in there, components in there that kind of regulate bandwidth and all that stuff. But that's,
like I said, smart guy.
That's a yawner, as I refer to it. But what we had a marvelous time doing that, and a number of employees worked with various entities and with those GPS units, and a lot of fun. But cut my teeth in running companies, and did a lot of traveling. Went to China. I'm a family man, so I have 5 children, 6 grandchildren, very blessed. And I got to the point in my life where I'd said, okay, I had enough of this. I've got the t-shirt, got the sweatshirt. I'm done with the traveling. I really want to spend more time with my family and my wife specifically. And so I got looking around and I'm saying, well, I really don't want to work for somebody. I want to work on my own business, which farmers, those are like franchises. So I saw an ad in the paper. Yes, an ad in the paper, didn't go on the internet. And walked into the district office, spoke with the district manager, and they interviewed my wife as well as I. My wife was wondering exactly why in the world are you going to become an insurance guy? And the reason I said is because all my life, especially in electronics business, I spent time educating people on how to use the product. What's the right way? What's the wrong way? So in insurance, this was a very natural segue for me, is to be able to teach people what they need, how to use it, make recommendations, and not breathe down their neck and try to sell them something they don't need. So this fed me real well. So I have four lovely ladies working for me at the office, and they do a great job. They support well. They keep me in line, and they make sure all our clients are taken care of. But that's essentially the short thumbnail sketch.
Well, I can tell you that he's a very kind man. I know that after I initially met him, I didn't see him for, well over a month, I think. And he had gone to, where did you go to? I know it was somewhere in South America, but I don't recall where you went to and what you were doing.
Okay. Well, Honduras. I belong to a men's Bible study. It's discipleship in the workplace. And
I didn't know that. Don't hold that against me, but keep going.
Okay. But that there was a gentleman there that was encouraging me to go. I love their stories. And that's a heck of a story behind it. But I'll tell you, I was meant to be there. And
what did you do while you were there?
So we visited... So we're in San Pedro Sula. That has been deemed the murder capital of the world probably last 8 years.
By the way, that was during the time that he went, but keep going.
Okay. So what we ended up doing is we ended up really helping. There's a local outreach church. It was a street church for people that were living in the streets. So we served them, fed them, gave them haircuts, did a lot of holding of little children, which was awesome. Didn't speak very good Honduran Spanish, and a lot of those folks did not speak English at all. But the language of love, as I referred to it, was powerful and tremendous. That so it really impacted me. I know I had some impact on them, but I think really what I got out of that trip, we met kids. We went and met with people on the street. We did painting. We, swung some hammers and nailed some nails and helped folks build some community homes and whatnot. So,
well, anyway, part of why I like Paul is he's just a really good man. And if you're looking for an insurance agent, I couldn't recommend anyone any higher than Paul. But and if you have insurance questions, he's probably more qualified than Gary or myself to answer them. But the purpose of today was to hopefully give people, some more information. And I can tell you that when things happen, you have to kind of slow down a little bit and make sure that you're not being taken advantage of. And the insurance companies and the banks, if you look around, they seem to have the biggest buildings, and there's a reason for that. They, they do everything based on, cost analysis and things that, for them make perfect sense, where for you, it may not make no sense at all. The last two or three people that I've talked to about issues when they've had major accidents and claims, the difference from when we first spoke to when we last spoke on how much money they received or were compensated changed substantially. And that will not happen if you don't know or ask the right questions. Is there any advice that you would give to people regarding, getting insurance? If, let's say it's someone that maybe doesn't qualify to be one of your customers, God forbid.
Right. Well, first thing I would recommend somebody to do is to make sure you've got a good insurance agent. Make sure they understand what your needs are specifically. So if you come into my office, it's probably the best way to start, and you have 15-30-10 on your liability, I'm going to ask you, how did you arrive at that? Often they don't have enough when I see that, and so I will go through and ask them specifically how much of your annual income do we need to protect? And we need to protect all of it, of course. What sort of assets do you own? And that is what that liability protection is geared for. It is to set that wall. I look at that as the height of the wall to protect the assets that you own. And that's what all agents should do.
And I agree. And, I'm sure that there's a lot of fine agents that are out there. There has to be, some that are clearly better than others. You were describing, if someone gets in an accident, don't call the claims first, to call you guys first. Well, that's completely different than a lot of insurance companies. It's like, call the claims office. And when it comes to some of the online products or the piecemeal products, I'm so concerned that people don't realize what they're actually buying, what they're not getting, and what they're exposing themselves to. And if they just understood and knew, well, you can't click buttons and get those answers. You got to talk to a person, don't you, Paul?
That's correct. Yeah, Danny, you've got to make sure that the agent knows exactly what it is that you have, because everybody's very unique in terms of their asset base.
And it's the same thing when Gary and I assist people in acquiring vehicles. Every scenario is different. No two circumstances are identical. Virtually, unless you want two of them exactly the same, and there's no other variables involved, each situation kind of stands on its own. But today, as it relates to, having insurance, of course, it's required by law if you're going to drive. If you're going to get insurance, I typically recommend that you would go with a preferred company. That's just my personal advice. Certainly, I would recommend Paul.
Thank you.
But it's one of those things where, by not paying attention, you can find yourself at the wrong end of your insurance outcome. And it's something that, whether it be through an agent like Paul or just doing the homework yourself to make sure that if you don't have what you should have, that you get it. And if you have people you care about, that you perhaps investigate and make sure that they're not in a situation where they're not protected. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, probably the one thing is, if you do call the office, you will talk either one of the three ladies for sure, Iris, Courtney, or Daisy, but you're always welcome to speak with me. But they are also equally awesome in terms of their ability to handle customer service. So
I have talked to them several times over the years, and they're not new with him, and they're very good and very effective. One other thing, and I don't know, how much time do we have, Jeremy? All right, I'm going to tell you something about what's been going on lately, and it's now I'm seeing it more and more, and I don't like it at all. I mentioned it a few weeks back, maybe a month or so ago, where dealers are starting to do this really tricky thing where they have the sale price line at the top, and then down below that, they have another line where it has what other things they've added, separately added for whatever amount it might be, sometimes thousands of dollars, I might add. And that's also part of the price you're having to pay. And then the tax is down below it. Do people really think that they're buying it for that top number when they're adding that middle number in there, and then at the bottom adding another fictitious number? The way that a purchase should work, hear this clearly, there should be the price of the vehicle. If you have a trade-in, the value of your vehicle below that. If you don't have a trade-in, of course, not the value of your vehicle below that. So the price of the vehicle, then the sales tax. Sales tax on the vehicle. If you have a trade-in, the sales tax is on the difference. Then there is license and registration fees, and they are regulated by the state. The dealership doesn't get to charge what they would like to. It's a set amount. It starts at $16.80 per thousand of the original MSRP on a brand new car and drops 15% a year until it goes down to the minimum. With that said, the only other fee that they do charge is DOC fee, Dealer Documentary Service Fee. As Gary and I have shared, it has now gotten to the point where they charge more on average just to do your paperwork than we accept as a fee for protecting you from every virtual bad expense that you could have. And, of course, save you quite a bit of time. But from there, if they're adding extra lines that are for etch, for VIN coding, for anything like that, this is where they're just charging you and having you pay for things that you have no business paying for. There are buyer's orders that I have seen recently that have pre-emblazoned fees for hundreds of dollars that are non-existent fees. But if you look at the buyer's order, you would think that you have to pay it. And by God, you are paying it if you buy it from them, or you are wise enough not to. Anyway, that new tricky stuff, I'm not very happy with at all. It makes people think that they're buying their car really inexpensively, when in fact they're being beaten like a drum.
That's why I'm glad to have you.
And I'm glad you do too. Have a great week.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.